Ikurim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tamid Bavli, Daf Lamed Beif. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the second Mishnah, Kvi. Kvi yesh boi drochim shavu lechaye, v'yesh boi drochim shavu lebehema, v'yesh boi drochim shavu lechaye lebehema, v'yesh boi drochim she'enoi shavu lechaye lebehema. A Kvi which is a crossbreed of a goat and a deer, the chomer were unsure of its status. In some ways, a Kvi is like a chaya, which is a wild animal, a beast. In some ways it's like a behemah, in some ways it's like a chaya and behemah, in some ways it's not like a chaya and not like a behemah. Ketzad shave lechaya, dam oitorim kisei adam, v'dam chaya, v'en sheichtim oise v'yomtuf, v'em shochtoi im achasen isdomai. How is it like a chaya? Its blood must be covered because of the doubt, like a chaya, but it's not a vadai chaya, so we don't slaughter it on yomtuf. And if one slaughters on Yom Tov, he does not cover the blood, and he may not move ashes, which normally mukta, because of the suffix that perhaps there's no mitzvah to cover it. The chelbe metame tumas nevela kechaya utemase the suffix. Its chelev has tumas nevela like a chaya, and its tumah is a suffix. Means if it's a chaya, shchita permits eating the chelev, the fats, certain fats from the animal are only forbidden with a behemah but not with a chaya. So if it's a chaya, shchita permits eating the chelev. So if it's a nevela, the chelev is matame like flesh. Ve'im poidin boy peter chamo. We may not redeem a firstborn donkey with it if it's worth less than the donkey, because this was said only for a seh, which is a goat or sheep, and perhaps it's not a seh. Ketzad shavu lebehemah chelbei osa kechelev behemah ve'in chayev malav. How is it like a behemah? Its chelev is forbidden, like chelev behemah, but it's not a vadai behemah, so one is not chayev kores for it, because it's a suffix, and we may not buy some money to eat it in Yerushalayim. We buy only animals which are proper for shlamim. B'chayev bezoya or b'chayev akeva is obligated in the gift to the kohen of the foreleg, the jaw, and the stomach. Rav Lazar exempts because he says the onus on proof is on the one who wants to extract it, so the Kohen can have to prove that this animal was chayev in these gifts. And since he can't prove it, it doesn't need to be given. How is it not like a chayev and not a behemah? It's forbidden due to the if of kilayim, which is mating or working the animals with a chaya and with a behemah. Hakosev chayasoi or behemtoi levenoi lo kosev loi es hakvi. If one wrote a gift document giving his chayas or his behemoth to his son, he didn't write it for the kvi is not included. Ama harini nozir, should say she'ein ze chay or behemah harizeh nozir. If one said, I am a nozir, if this is not a chaya or behemah, then he is a nozir. Pusha called Rachov, Shavin, Lachaye, or Lebehema, Torin Shchita, Kazeo Kazeh, Umetame, Mishum Nevela, or Mishum Evmanachai, Kazeo Kazeh. In all other ways, it's like a Chai and a Behema, means it requires Shchita, like this and like that, it's Metame, due to Nevela, and due to Evmanachai, like this and like that. The Gemara says, Ezu Kvi, what is a Kvi? Amr Blaza, Ez Sha'ala Agabe Tzvi, or Tzvi Sha'ala Agabe Ezer. Rav Lazar answered, it's from a male goat that mated with a female deer, or a male deer that mated with a female goat. Rabbanan Amrin, minhu ikai v'la yachle chacham lamed alav. Rabbanan answered, no, it's a species unto itself, and chacham could not decide its status. Hodoi b'kavi choyze apoyde b'seh. Lefich hachem meis echa mehen hameitze mechav avaraya. If one redeemed a petach amor with a kvi, he returns and redeems with a seh. Therefore, if one of them, means the Kri or the Seh, died, then we have a dead Moitzim Le'chaviv Avaraya. The Yisrael can say, perhaps the redemption was through the dead one, I let you take it. Until he proves that it was through the live one, you may not take the live one. Masnizim Deleik Rav Lazar, Detani Rav Lazar Oimer, Kri Shzechayovim Al Chelbi Osham Tolei. Amish is unlike Rav Lazar, who said, a Kri, one's liable, and Osham Tolei, if he ate of its Chelev, because it's a Suffolk case, a Suffolk Kois. Situation. Masisin de Lake Rav, de Rav Amakolche e Eshel Amid al Vadoi, in Chayim Malav al Frikoi, Oshem Tolei. And the Gemara asked, well, this Braisa of Rav Elazar is unlike Rav, because Rav said that any Suffolk is impossible to clarify, he's not liable to bring an Asham Tolle for the Suffolk. Patala Chalukim al Divrei Rav Elazar, the answer is Rav answers, I hold like Chachamim of our Mishnah, who disagree with Rav Elazar. Ba'afilu, we should say Chaya. Lebasatava in Anilkach v'kesed Maaseh lechob Yerushalayim. The Gemara said even when they used to buy with kesed Maaseh, the Hemos for Basatai, which is before they decreed to buy only to offer for Shlomim, one may not buy it with Kesem Maisa to eat in Yerushalayim, because one may not eat the Chalev due to the Sofik, and he's therefore wasted the Maisa. The Chayev, the Zoya Rechalayim Rekeva, the Vlaza Poyta. And we quote, the Mishnah says that it's obligated in the gifts of the foreleg, the jaw, and the stomach, the Vlaza exempted, the Vlaza do Amma, Achshav, who Nistapik, Lai do Amma Pata, Rabbanan, Dunan Marin, Minhu Ekoi Inun Amrin Chayev. The Rabbah holds that now we have a suffix about it, so he exempts because of the concept of Hamoitzim Lechoi Varaya, that the onus of proof is on the Kayen, which he can't do. Rabbah holds that it's a species to itself, and therefore he said, therefore he's obligated. Masnithin de Laika Rebbe, the Tani Hikdish Chayosai of Ahemtoi, the Hikdish Esakvi, Rebbe Aime Hikdish Esakvi. Amish is unlike Rebbe, because as a Baisa teaches, if one was Makdish his Chayos or Behemoth, he was not Makdish the Kri. Rebbe says he was Makdish the Kri. Amma Harini Nozer Shezeh Chaya, Nozer Shezeh Behema, Nozer Shein Zeh Chaya, Nozer Shein Zeh Behema, Nozer Shezeh Chaya or Behema, Nozer Shein Zeh Loichav Le Behema, Nozer. If a person said, I'm Nozer, if this is a Chaya, he's a Nozer. If he says this is a Behema, then he's a Nozer. If he said that this is not a Chaya, he's a Nozer. He said, if this is not a Behema, he is a Nozer. If he said that this is a Chaya and Behema, he's a Nozer. And if he said that this is not a Chaya and not a Behema, he's also a Nozer. Rabbi Chagai boy, Kaimi Rabbi Yossi, Lama lo taninan arevev nirba, shisei mimenu chayev. Chagai asked Rabbi Yossi, why wasn't it taught that one who is roiveo or nirva, which means bestiality, as male or female with this animal, why would you say that the in such a case with a kri that the person would be chayev? Amalei tanisa b'sofa b'sha kol drachav shavim nachayel behema. Okay, the answer we did teach it because the sefer said in all other ways it's like a chaya and the behema. Har nolach perek hatuma va'bikurim.